All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, we've already seen some snow move in to central Indiana over the weekend a little bit, but it looks like we could see a little bit of a wintry mix coming up. What can you tell us about what's sort of in the immediate forecast here?
Well, we have a warm front approaching the area today, and we're going to see some freezing rain move into the area, possibly mixed with some sleet, and that's mainly during the morning hours up to about lunchtime or so. Then after that, the warm front will go through, temperatures are going to rise above freezing, and all the precipitation will change over to rain this afternoon. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for Marion County and all the surrounding counties around Indianapolis. Yeah, that's in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon.
Okay, and but in the way of snow, it's looking like not much here, but more like in the northern part of the state. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, as you go further north, the colder air is a little bit deeper, more entrenched up there. So as the precipitation moves into that region, we're talking far northern parts of Indiana. Those areas are more likely to see snow amounts as opposed to central Indiana.
So what's kind of the timeline for all this winter weather? When do you kind of expect it to move out?
We'll be seeing, like I said, the sleet and freezing rain will be moving into our area here in the next few hours this morning, and it'll be exiting the area as the rain moves in really by this afternoon. We will continue to have some chances across for precipitation across the area on Tuesday, especially points north of central Indiana, say places up near like South Bend and Fort Wayne, because we're still going to be dealing with an area of low pressure that's going to be pushing across the area through Tuesday. But the southern half of the state right now shouldn't get too much precipitation from that on Tuesday. So really, in Indianapolis, we're really looking at today and this afternoon as our times for freezing precipitation eventually changing over to rain.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about northern Indiana. It looks like they could be getting at least 3 inches up there over the next couple of days. What are your thoughts about what they could be getting?
Yeah, so as you go further north across the northern parts of the state, 1 to 3 inches are possible up near the South Bend areas and over towards Fort Wayne as well.
All right, and it looks like for southern Indiana, it looks like they're just probably getting what, some rain and some ice here and there?
That's right. They may have a little bit of ice this morning, but for the most part, temperatures across the southern portions of the state are going to be above freezing. And the way that the warm front and low pressure system is tracking, they're going to be kind of protected from the very cold air. So most of their precipitation will really be in the form of rain.
And then what's kind of the rest of the week looking like as we head into like the later portions of the week for the forecast?
So for the rest of the week, we're looking for some snow chances to return on Wednesday and Wednesday night. But then we'll have dry weather for the end of the work week, and temperatures through the week, we're really looking for highs each day, mainly in the 30s, and lows each day, mainly in lows on Tuesday night around 27, Wednesday night 19, and Thursday and Friday night in the 20s. So pretty seasonable temperatures for this time of year in Indiana.
All right. He is meteorologist Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.